complaints. We all have complaints in life. Something's bothering us, we start whining about it, we start kvetching about it, we start complaining about it. What is a complaint really? In Parshas Va'aloischa, it says that they were like complainers. It doesn't say they were complainers, they were like complainers. What's a complaint? Rashi tells us it's a lashon alila, which means it's really an excuse. An excuse for what? They wanted to distance themselves from Hashem. There's an unbelievable lesson here. Again, they didn't want to really complain. It didn't really bother them, the travels. And later on in the parsha with the man, they complained about the man. They wanted meat. They had meat. The other nations had a lot, an abundance of meat, Rashi brings. The other nations, other tribes within Klal Yisrael. So why were they complaining about meat? They had meat. Rashi says it wasn't a lila over there too. It was an excuse. Rabbi Yochum Lubavitch says there's an unbelievable lesson from here. And he brings out with a story. He said when he was studying in Kelm as a young boy, he was in the Beis Medrash, and there was a person there, and there were many people there who had traveled from other towns, who would leave their families for months, and they would go and sit and learn in the Beis Medrash. That was the minhag then. He says there was a fire in the town, and it was a raging fire. They called the firemen, and everyone in the town came out to see, and everyone was freaking out because a little town that burns, one fire could literally burn down the whole town. And it was getting close to the Beis Medrash, building after building after building after building, and one or two buildings away from the Beis Medrash, the fire stopped. Afterwards, Rabbi Yochum's young boy was speaking to one of the younger light there, one of the people learning in the Kailo. And he said, how do you feel right now? And the younger light said, you just know, I feel sad. So you feel sad? We're all just saved. He said, tell you the truth, I miss my family. I want to go home. But if I would return home, I would feel such embarrassment. I would feel like I would be looked upon so negatively by the townspeople. I'm supposed to be one of the top prized people who go and learn. Few and far people learned in Europe. And I return home in the middle to see my family. I'm weak. I'm not the top like everyone else. How could I do that? So he said, when I heard the fire coming, I thought maybe the Beis Medrash is going to be burned down. And then I'm going to be able to go home and see my family. Rabbi Yochum said he was amazed by this person's words. You could think, what a Russia. He wants the Beis Medrash to be burned? See, his family? What an inexcusable thought. And Rabbi Yochum said, you know what? That's called an honest thought. We all make so many excuses in life. What were these complaints Klal Yisrael had? Excuses. The point is that we have to be in touch with ourselves. When we have a certain negative feeling, an excuse, let's know where it's coming from. This is what the Torah is trying to teach us. We have to be in touch with ourselves. Whatever you're feeling, try and look at yourself and see what is the underlying feeling. The greatness of this Avraham with such a negative thought was that he was in touch with himself. We have to look in our lives and say, when we have negative emotion, some reaction, some thought that's taking us somewhere bad, what is that really? What's behind it? What's the causative? And how can we be honest with ourselves? And once we're honest with ourselves,